hopefully Ben has better ideas than what he had yesterday on Scalzo and Brust. Because we talked about Packer fans maybe overreacting to the Packers defense and the performance that they had with their game against the San Francisco 49ers in the playoffs. And I feel there's been some overreacting when it comes to what the Bucs should do this offseason. And they're going to be active potentially tonight. Maybe they trade the pick. Maybe they stand pat as they try to improve their roster for the 2022-2023 season. But I'm not on board with getting rid of Brook Lopez the way Ben Brust is.
Brook Lopez, I still believe, has trade value because of the ability that he has to protect the rim. Now, I think that, to me, is something that is overstated. Here's why. I understand what the Bucks' defensive rating was and how Brook does make life easier, but that was all through the regular season. When the Bucks won the championship, they won with small ball. They beat the Suns with small ball. Guess what they would have had to done against the Warriors if they were in the finals? They would have won with small ball. Guess what they had to end up doing to compete with the Celtics? They couldn't have Brook Lopez on the floor. And so if you're paying Brook Lopez all this money to be a guy who's kind of a safety net, I don't love it.
No, he's just wrong. He's just like flat out wrong when it comes to Brook Lopez. Like, their Bucks defensive rating was better with Brook on the floor in that Celtic series. And yes, at times you might have to go small to match up against different teams. But guess what also happens? You might have to go big to match up against certain teams. And by you going big, now they have to match up with you because he's able to protect the rim. Like, yeah, if they played the Warriors, they would have had to go small, just like they had to last year. But at times, the Bucks also had to go big in last year's postseason in order to get to that point. Having roster versatility is a good thing. And, oh, by the way, I don't know if Bobby Portis is going to opt in or out. My money is on him opting out of his current contract. So then if you trade her at Brook Lopez, who the hell are your bigs? Giannis and that's it? Like, you need more than that.
Yeah, but do you want to dump him to more injuries? I can see what he's saying from that standpoint, right? I mean, because he's...
But they don't have a replacement.
No, they don't. I know that. I know that. But who would Ben replace him with? Another small guy?
By the way he was talking, he wants to go small. But that, you have to survive the regular season in order to get to the postseason. I don't think you can be asking Giannis to log. I mean, on occasion, you want to, but you don't want him logging that many minutes as the five. You want to be able to free him up so he can get those rebounds, get out in transition.
Yeah,
you
But for him being out a long time this past season, did that affect them going into the playoffs?
I think he got enough in. I mean, he played 13 games, I want to say, going into the postseason. And, I mean, he seemed to be on his regular kind of rotation minutes. And it seemed like Brook was good to go once they hit the playoffs because he kind of hit the ground running with about a month worth of games.
Because the big three are what's important, really. Right?
Yeah, but you got to fill out...
I know you need peripheral guys. I'm just saying from the standpoint of, okay, it's kind of like that receiver hitting, I guess today, 31, 32, you know?
Sure.
Do you still pay him the big bucks?
Well, he's already got the contract.
Getting older year to year.
He's already got the contract. I guess I just would not trade Brook because I like the roster versatility that he brings because he can space the floor. He can be a back-to-the-basket guy. The way he takes up space and allows Giannis to be able to fly in and get those rebounds, he just does so much for this team. I am anti-trading Brook Lopez, and thinking that they need to trade Brook Lopez is an overreaction to losing a series without Chris Middleton.
I know, but Gabe, you trade Brook Lopez, get another player, and you keep Bobby, or you keep an aging Brook Lopez and you lose Bobby?
I think I'd rather have Brook than Bobby.
Ashy?
I think Brook is more valuable than Bobby overall.
No, but I'm saying you add another player, another good player, if you dump Brook.
I think without knowing what the player is, or like, is it the same type of player as Brooks? Is it another big? Is it a wing guy?
It's whatever you want. But let's just say you're losing Bobby, keeping Brook. Or you're keeping Bobby, getting another player, and losing Brook. What would you have?
If I'm getting another player, I'd rather keep Bobby and get another player. But
see,
again, if it's a one-off, though, I don't want the one-off. I don't want the one-off, though. But without knowing the player, like, it could be a player that is as good as Brook, but we don't, or is better than Brook. But that's hard for them to do without getting rid of an asset.
I don't feel comfortable with Bobby. Bobby at times can be unplayable in postseason series because of the way, I mean, you want to talk about postseason going small. Like, he was unplayable against the Nets last year. Unplayable. Because of how the Nets would just hunt him for those one-on-one matchups on the perimeter. Like, I just become uncomfortable with that. Like,
but
having
this team
to rely, if you have Bobby and now you have to rely more on Bobby, like, I like him in his role where he can be a peripheral player. He can, you know, score 15, 20 points because he's knocking down some shots from the outside because he can be aggressive. Once you have to start relying on him more and being part of that starting lineup in a playoff series, I become uncomfortable.
So, from a roster standpoint, they're not going to be as good next year if they lose Bobby, but it's minimal. It won't affect their chances, really affect their chances to win it all next year. Based upon the fact that if Middleton played this year and was healthy in the playoffs, they win it all.
I agree.
I can see both sides. I can see Ashton's side. I can see Ashton's side, and I can see your side. Because you're clearly in the camp of keep Brooke. Ashton's flirting with the idea of get rid of Brooke, pick up a player, and keep Bobby.
I think, flirting is probably a good way to do it. Like, if I don't have to get rid of Brooke, I'd be super cool not getting rid of Brooke. But I also love Bobby on this team. And I think if you can keep him, but also add
that different conversation. Hold on. They lose Bobby. What kind of player are you picking up? Because Gabe was talking luxury tax and all this stuff, which they clearly don't want to get into.
Well, I mean, they're in it. It's just how deep do you want to go?
Yeah.
Just because of what they're paying their big three. But that's the way the NBA works. You pay those big three
what you pay them,
you get in the luxury tax, and then you try to fill in the margins the best you can. I'm curious. They didn't want to go deeper into the tax for P.J. Tucker. Is Bobby better than P.J.? Are they willing to do that? Is ownership willing to go deeper into the tax and then still use that mid-level exception to try to add another peripheral player? Bobby?
My guess is 10 to 15.
Yeah,
he can get. Like, that's... Pat was going to get 11 or 12.
Okay. Well, you got to pick up someone.
Yeah. Do they keep their 24th overall pick? It's tonight.
Does it matter?
Today, yes. Oh, yeah, 100%. Today is going to be a very interesting day.
What's a 24th pick going to do?
I mean, he
for next year.
Probably be a rotational guy.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
24th pick in the NBA draft's like a fourth round pick in the NFL.
It depends. I mean, it depends upon who you get, where they get them, and
all right, let me ask you this. Who was last year's first-round pick?
For the Bucks, they did not have one.
All right, year before?
Year before that would have been, so we're looking, so it's...
Like I said, did he do anything his rookie year? I don't think he's going to be a rotational player.
I mean, I feel, well, like Dante was when they drafted him.
Yeah, but he didn't, what, his rookie year?
Yeah, he was a rotational guy. Like, he wasn't a starter, he wasn't the guy that he eventually became, but he was a rotational guy.
He got hurt in the second half of that season, the rookie year.
And I think he was like late teens, but late teens, early 20s, kind of the same thing. Like, I think whoever they draft is going to be a rotational player unless they trade that draft pick. Like, today is going to be an interesting day for the Bucks because today is the day to make those moves. Today is the day for them to try to figure out, is Bobby staying? What do we do if Bobby's not staying? Do we make a move? Do we trade that 24th overall pick? So it's going to be an interesting day for the Bucks in terms of what their roster is going to look like for the next year.